Why are you here today at 1 Billion Rising?
Well, I've been coming for several years now, and this is huge. There's, according to the statistics, there's 1 billion women across the world who are getting raped and abused, and so we're standing for them, and some of us are the one in three that are have dealt with rape and abuse, and so it's kind of a moment where I rise, and I dance in my tears, and I stand with other activists, and hope for a better world.
And are you marching for anyone specific?
For myself. Along with every... I've literally never spoken to a woman who has not dealt with some form of rape or abuse. And so I rise for them. And I'm a teacher, and some of my kids are here today. So I rise for them. And I rise... My dance community is here today, and I rise for them. And
you were part of the flash mob.
I was, yeah.
Can you tell me how that felt?
The first time I did that was about 4 or 5 years ago, and that's a really powerful piece, and that's, I teach it to kids, and it just has to do with, you know, rising up, and that we're not taking this anymore, and that we're not taking it for ourselves anymore, and that if you're struggling, then we're going to give you a hand and get you out of it. And, I mean, it has to change. This is unbelievable. This is such pain in this world that doesn't need to happen.
So, why are you marching today?
I am marching for everybody. It's a huge, huge problem, obviously. 1 billion rising. So, and then we're also a tiny subset of the Dyke March, so we're out here to make sure that women everywhere know that there's safe places and safe people to be with. So, yeah, that's why I'm out here representing for that. They are Dyke March.
Oh, can you read that aloud for me?
It says, live loud, and then on the back of my shirt, it says, live proud, and it says, Denver Dyke March.
Yeah.
Off. Can you tell me what your sign says?
My sign says, no more stolen lives. And it is referring to Native American, missing and murdered indigenous women in the United States specifically, which is a subset of the terrible problem in North American continent and globally. This morning I was a little late getting here because this morning I woke up and decided I would look up and find out who some of the missing and murdered indigenous women were in our country. And so these 11 people, there's one man here too, about half of them were murdered and about half are missing. And when I go home, I plan to read more about their stories.